House Speaker Bryce Edgemond says Representative Zach Fandler hasn't responded to House Majority Leader's requests that he resign. Edgemond, a Dillingham Democrat, said in a press availability this morning that the caucus is giving Fandler time. A woman alleged that Fandler slapped her repeatedly, rupturing her eardrum when she denied his sexual advances.
Representative Fandler has constitutional rights, and he's not been criminally charged yet. To ask for his resignation, it's a bold step. Something that we acted fairly definitively and very quickly on because, quite frankly, our policy towards inappropriate treatment and certainly violence towards anyone, much less a woman, is something we just won't tolerate.
Edgemond says any further steps, such as expelling Fandler from the majority or from the legislature, won't be determined until after lawmakers hear from the Bethel Democrat, who took office last year. Edgemond says the allegations have been shocking to caucus members who have worked closely with Fandler. He says they honor the woman's courage in coming forward.
I know Zach well, and I truly wish him the best. And knowing him as I do, I think he's going to make a decision that will certainly be best for him, but I think he's also keeping the caucus in mind. And so it's my hope that his decision will come sooner than later.
Fandler hasn't appeared in the Capitol since James Brooks of the Juneau Empire reported the allegations on Saturday.